This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
That now.
We're planning something just fantastic for tomorrow's show. If it's already tomorrow and you're listening to this, do you know what? Pause this, listen to tomorrow's episode because it's going to be a much better show.
Yeah, it's like we're the Severance podcast and yeah. You have to give people the disclaimer. Don't listen to this if you haven't already watched Severance, which is something you'd think you wouldn't have to say. But yeah.
We're just planning on something and we're giddy.
Oh, we're actually just so funny. I mean, I am slightly funnier, but like Dave is like getting good now as well.
He's getting there, he's on the way.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have to go home and get a worm out of your dog.
I did not think we'd talk about that, but yeah. Oh my God, my dog got sick. I knew I wasn't going to sleep well last night, but at about 12 o'clock, I heard my dog puke her ring up.
Oh.
And it was a literal ring. She puked up a worm. It was moving. It was alive. So I hope my partner in life and love, Dwayne, is away at the moment. And so she could be home hurling up more of them for all I know. So yeah, I need to get home. Post it. We would literally have loads to be doing.
Oh,
we have loads.
And
I do
fucking NCT later on today.
Ah, for God's sake.
I know, I've loads to be doing. So listen.
Bye, girls.
Good luck.
1038. Dublin.
Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Hey, good morning. Let's do this thing. 3 minutes past seven on the 28th of May, 2025. Good morning, Emma, Dave and Fiona. Just myself and Fiona.
Good morning.
Now, if I was to say, Fiona, explain yourself right now.
Right.
Would you know what I'm talking about?
Is it the Crocs?
It's the Crocs. What are those? What's going on? What are you, 4 weeks in, 5 weeks
in?
And you just feel like you can rock around here wearing Crocs. This is a place of business.
They're a heeled croc, so they actually are formal.
They're a heeled croc. Oh my God.
They're kind of platform. Sorry, they're actually kind of muddy because I walked my dog in them yesterday. But they have a heel, so hello. They are acceptable.
Does the heel make them more corporate?
Yeah, I'm a corporate girly. They're business casual. They're kind of day-to-night transformation look.
Right, okay.
So I take it you're not a fan of Crocs.
I mean, in the workplace, I don't know how I feel. But like at the same time, maybe I've gone down sometimes to the third floor, which is where News Talk is.
Yeah.
Right? And I sometimes wear a tracksuit to work.
Yeah.
And I don't think people down there have ever seen a tracksuit.
Yeah, so they're like, aliens have invaded.
What I would like to do is walk down there with a full tracksuit, you in your Crocs. And like, I don't know, Emma in a bucket hat or something.
And just talk about like the most obnoxious thing.
Talk about
like,
longitude.
Yeah, did you see that TikTok is popping off over the weekend? That is crazy.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
And we are talking all things pop culture. We know that And Just Like That is coming back for series 3 shortly.
Is that the Sex and the City?
That's the Sex and the City spin-off.
Like, incredibly failed.
It did, but that's why people love it.
Oh, really? Okay.
It makes us feel less cringe ourselves. And it lets us know that someone more cringe is out there.
Do the Americans like it?
I think they think the same.
Oh, wow.
Anyone who's cool. But like, it just keeps going because we're like, you know, I think it's one of the original brain rots.
Yeah.
And it just is something that, like, is so bad that you somehow enjoy it. So, yeah, season 3 is coming out. And Sarah Jessica Parker, who plays Carrie, is on the press trail. Or the press, you know, whatever. She's doing press, basically.
Okay.
And she opened up about her on-screen relationship, Carrie and Big. Do you know about that? Does that mean anything to you?
It means nothing, but I've heard Big. It was like a will they, won't they type of relationship.
Yeah, the classic TV trope. Like when it works for them to be together, they can't. He gets married, she meets someone new, they have an affair. Big moves to Paris.
If
I say Big's moving to Paris, does that set off anything?
No, nothing. I've never seen any of this. I know nothing. I know Carrie and Bradshaw.
No.
That's the same
That's
person.
Her name. That's the same. I know Carrie.
I know Carrie and Bradshaw. That was amazing. So basically, she has, because a lot of these relationships that we kind of grew up with in the 90s and beyond, like at the time, they seemed like the goal, the ultimate, like what you'd want to work towards. But like, obviously, there's been a lot of discourse, say, since like Friends has came to Netflix and since like Gen Z discovered Sex and the City, that these relationships are deeply problematic.
Oh, like Ross and Rachel.
Yeah. So SJP weighed in on this. Well, she kind of fannied around the issue, I would say. She said about the relationship, she said all of it was a mess and all of it was wonderful, which is very Carrie end of Sex and the City monologue vibe. Okay. She further spoke on the tumultuous on-again, off-again relationship between Carrie and Big throughout the original show's 6-season run and said it was romantic and it was a disaster. It was destructive and it was healthy. And then there's a spoiler, which I won't say in case you haven't seen.
Was it real?
Was the relationship real? Yeah, like, were they like, actually
no,
together?
No, as in, like, what did it actually kind of, I suppose, mirror a real relationship in the real world?
It mirrored a real relationship in the sense that she would not shut up about it to the rest of her friends when her friends were dealing with, like, real life issues. Like, okay. They're like, I'm pregnant. I don't know what to do. I actually just lost a baby. My husband left me. And then Carrie would be like, Big's moving to Paris. And it would be like, if we hear about this guy one more time, no one cares. Shut up.
And the friends don't like him.
No, okay. No one likes him. He's the worst. So it got me to thinking, what other toxic relationships were there in TV, you know, that we've consumed through the years? The obvious one is Ross and Rachel. I think everyone agrees that. I actually think she should have ended up with Joey. I think he really looked after her.
He did treat her well, but I have a soft spot for Ross. But I say if I rewatched it now, I'd probably be like, oh no, he's awful. But yeah. I love Ross.
I do think he's the funniest character. Same. And has the best lines. But if my friend was going out with him, I would be like, I'll push
Why?
Him off the high rise for you. He's
Why?
Just awful. He's really controlling. He doesn't want her to do her own activities. Yeah. He's jealous. And he's just very needy and whiny.
Fair.
Whereas Joey was just, I don't know, there was no ego in him. Anyway, okay, so next up, we were talking about New Girl earlier in the week, Jess and Nick.
Yes, I never liked it.
Why didn't you like it?
I was uncomfortable when they broke up and continued to live together.
Yes, yeah.
And like, they were like bringing people home and I was like, stop it. You'd move out.
Yeah, and like, I did always kind of ship them because I was like, oh, they'll work it out again. But then like, coming towards like the very end of the season when he's kind of with Megan Fox and obviously rightfully so obsessed with Megan Fox. And then what happens with her character again? She just kind of leaves and he's like, I guess I'm back with Jess now. But there's no even like lingering lines along the way, lingering looks to be like, Jess is who I really want to be with.
I gotcha.
Okay, so then one more, which is a favourite of mine, Rose and Jack.
I literally watched Titanic last night.
You watched it last night? And you didn't text me?
Sorry.
I would have come over.
I was having a romantic date night.
You watched the whole thing? Oh, with Pippa. Yeah, fair enough. It would have been weird if I was there, I guess. I could have watched through the window, maybe.
Oh, fantastic.
And what did you think?
I thought he was brilliant. I thought he was a real survivalist. And I thought he was... the only time he ever got mad was when the people wouldn't let him through the gates when the boat was sinking.
Isn't that
and
sick?
And he went a bit mad. Why do you think they're toxic?
I don't think they're toxic. I just wanted to weigh in and see what you thought. I think they're amazing.
I think they're wonderful.
I think they both make so much effort to save each other a million times throughout the boat. And the public are toxic when they talk about the door situation.
Yeah.
Yes, there wasn't room. It's been scientifically proven. There wasn't room on the door for both of them. But she saved him a million times. She was on a lifeboat and she jumped back onto the boat so she could go down under the deck and rescue him. And, you know,
there was
open his
I
handcuffs.
Will say this, there was room. I just think if she'd got on, he would have
it would have sank. They could have took turns, maybe.
Absolutely.
I think they could have took turns, but it was just real be a gentleman vibe back there, which is toxic in itself.
Fair enough.
But I hope you had a nice night last night.
Oh, it was great. I had a
did
ball.
You pause it before the iceberg hit?
No. Oh, we watched full through.
Oh, wow.
Today's a big day.
Ooh.
Big day.
Go on.
It's NCT day.
Oh.
And to be honest, you may be going, I'm pretty sure Dave just talked about the NCT. Not even like 6 months ago. You'd be correct.
Oh.
Yeah, you'd be absolutely correct. Well, your memory would be amazing. Mm. But it was around, I want to say, November.
Yeah.
And I got it done. But apparently, right, So last year,
basically,
let me give you some backstory.
Thank you.
Of my things come out at the same time.
Yes.
My insurance, my tax. Oh, tax, I haven't paid that. I just realised that. I never got the email. Anyway, my insurance.
Yeah, it's not your fault.
My tax and my NCT all come out at the exact same time.
Nightmare.
Right? May.
Yeah.
It's always May. So last May, I booked the NCT for the 2024 year or whatever, 2025 year. And it came out that I couldn't get one until November. So I was like, grand, I'll take that, don't have to worry about it. Did the NCT in November, failed it, got the thing fixed, passed it, right? So it's only been, I want to say, about 6 months since I had the NCT, maybe five or whatever it is. And then they're like, NCT is due again. I'm like, wait, but is it not a year from when you get it? No, no, no. It's a year from when you were meant to get it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter that they're backlogged to hell.
No, you're speaking my language here, Dave.
It's a year from when you're meant to get it. I didn't realise that. So I was looking there the other day and I was putting my insurance disc in my car. And I was like, that's due like in like a
Two
month.
2 minutes,
So I rang them up and they were like, yeah, grand, we'll sort you out with a cancellation date. They gave me a cancellation date. That cancellation date is today, right?
Very good.
I've kind of not been worried about it because I was like, I've got it done 5 months ago. What can happen in 5 months? Now, to be fair, every time I put on the air conditioning, there is a noise, but I just turn the air conditioning back off.
There's always something rattling around
exactly.
in there.
There's no problem. So I was like, oh, last night, I kind of, you know that old meme of like waking up in the middle of the night being like, oh, my homework or something like that. So it was the exact same with the NCT. So I was like, right, what do I need?
Yeah.
Because I was like, I need like a logbook and things like that.
Do you need that anymore? I haven't heard anyone ask for that since like 2010.
I think I have this conversation every time I have the NCT.
Yeah.
Every single
time. My dad's always like, where's your logbook? And then, I'm like, I've never seen it.
And you bring it to the NCT centre and they're like, you don't need that.
They're like, you're a loser.
Take it off your website then.
Exactly.
So I have a checklist, right? And it's an NCT specific checklist. And all of them, most of them, I fail on. One, your car has adequate oil and water. I don't know if it does. I have no idea.
I'll help you with that.
Thank you. Your boot is empty. It's not empty.
Oh, that's the worst.
It's absolutely filled with stuff. I've got a drone in my boot.
Ooh, bragging.
And like all its little bits.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Your glove compartment is unlocked and clear of personal belongings. It's not clear of personal belongings.
Oh, I didn't know it needed to be clear of personal belongings.
The vehicle is reasonably clean. I did clean it the other week.
Well,
so that's all right. The wheel hubcaps are removed. I don't know how to do that. I'm pretty sure I have alloys.
The engine is
in a fit state. How the hell am I supposed to know that? You're supposed
I'm
to tell me
for
that.
The NCT.
That's what I'm going to the NCT for. All seat belts and clips are fully visible. They're all except for the back left. That's behind the boot. And I have to take the seat ahead. Your vehicle registration book, we just talked about that. Your lights are checked. That's what you're supposed to do.
Exactly.
You bring ID, fine. You have your test fee. I don't have that. Six euro it's gone up to now. And your vehicle is at a normal operating temperature. Listen.
These are the things that
like
they are meant to check.
I like it hot.
All right, Marilyn.
And your registration plates comply with current regulations. So I'd say about 60% of those I have to do today.
Oh, my gosh.
Before 1 o'clock. So if you're in the NCT centre and you see a red Opel Astra, just be like, hey, it looks great.
Immediate pass, King.
Yeah, exactly.
Can we, if there's an NCT worker listening, can we please decide what the definitive law ruling is on hubcaps on or off?
Yeah.
So many girls I know go and they're like, I didn't take my hubcaps off, but it was absolutely fine. And the last time I went and I failed my NCT, but they didn't say anything about the hubcaps. I just had to change a bulb. I obviously didn't check the lights as listed there. There was like a light in the rear not working.
Okay.
So I came back, I had the lights fixed, and he was like, your hubcaps are on. And I was like, but no one said that to me last time. And he was like, yeah, they did. And I was like, no, they didn't. And I know loads of people go in and pass with their hubcaps on, and then they pick and choose when you need to take the hubcaps off. And it's really awkward. You have to find someone who can cut the cable ties.
Oh yeah, you know? I never even thought about the cable ties.
So please, 087711138. NCT worker, and why are you so mean all the time?
let's cancel the NCT.
Yeah!
Get it cancelled. So yeah, wish me luck. Will I pass tomorrow?
Will I pass today? You'd be grand.
Okay, I'll hold you to that. Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the greatest radio game of all time. This is Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. I'm excited.
Yeah.
It's only been a week, but I'm excited to play.
You've got real quirky questions today.
I do indeed. Yeah. I think you're going to enjoy this. Who's on to play? Craig is on to play. Morning, Craig.
Good morning. How are you?
We're not too bad. What are you after the day, Craig?
I am on the way into work, unfortunately.
What do you do?
I'm a hairdresser, actually.
A hairdresser, very nice.
Very good. Dave badly needs one of them at the moment.
I do. I'm booked in tomorrow.
It's urgent.
Well, not with you, unfortunately, but you never know. If he butchers me, I might give you a call.
I did say hairdresser, not magician, but anyway.
All right, see you later, Craig.
I like you, Craig.
All right, Craig, let's see if we can... Ah, Fiona's gone, Sam.
That was very good. That right. Tickled me, Craig.
Craig, let's see if we can win you some IMC Cinema passes. You don't deserve them, but we'll see if you can win them. This is Don't Say the Same Thing that Dave has written down. It's a game where if you say the same thing I've written down, you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. I'm going to ask you something like name a radio station. If you say spin and I've spin written down, then you are out. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I've written down. Everyone you get right, you'll win an IMC Cinema pass. Five up for grabs if you get all the questions correct. If you say something that's not in the category, you're also out. Craig, have you heard this game before?
Oh, I have.
You have, amazing. So don't forget, you're going to hear three beeps when I ask the question. Answer on the third beep. Are you ready to go?
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
Here we go. Craig, round number one. Name any word beginning with S.
Snake.
Snake. And I have written down... Snake.
No!
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 Who wants proof?
No!
Here we go.
Oh my
God!
In black and white ink.
Oh no! Craig!
The most obvious S word.
You should have said Sigma. Skibbity. They were right there. Oh my God, Craig, I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you.
How wonderful. What a game. What a game. I really enjoyed playing with you, Craig.
Producer Callum is on his knees.
It is. You know what? And I know, but people are going to think that I actually said that because he said he's not a magician. I swear on my life.
Oh, that is hilarious.
I'm showing Fiona the question.
Yeah, but you're a fan of AI. I'm sure you've figured out how to change already printed paper.
It's on a sheet.
I don't know what technology these days.
Craig, I'm so sorry, but try and get back on one day.
That is fine.
Have a great day, Craig.
Bye, Craig.
Thank you.
No.
See you later.
Good luck.
Bye. No.
I can't believe that.
I am shook to my core. Justice for Craig. Get
you
know it trending.
I really, really like Craig, but I love when someone goes out in the first round. I'm so happy.
I've never experienced that.
I have actually just searched the internet to see how many words begin with the letter S in the Oxford English Dictionary.
Oh, go on.
It's the most popular letter of any word with over 38,000 words.
Stop.
And we picked the same word. Oh, my God.
Snake, you
That's
snake.
Huge. Well...
St. Patrick has some things to answer for.
We've no player, and I have four more questions that I made up specifically for this game. So
you're looking at the OG player.
Fiona?
Yeah, let's do it. Oh, God.
Fiona, don't say the same thing that Dave's written down. Make sure and answer on that third beep.
Yes.
You will not win.
Same.
See cinema passes. Here we go. Question number two. Name any colour.
Purple.
Purple.
Oh.
Interesting.
Oh, don't.
Because I've written down...
No.
Maroon.
Ooh! Okay.
Very similar to purple. Here we go. We're round three. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Name a show that you can watch on Netflix.
The Office?
The Office.
It is on Netflix, I can confirm.
Yeah.
And I had The Office written down and I took it away for Friends.
Oh.
Very good. Here we go. Round four. Was name one of the major characters from Friends.
Oh. So it has to be one of the main six? Monica.
Monica. And I have written down Joey.
Yeah, you do.
He was always going to go down Joey.
Mm-hmm. Always. Mm-hmm. Here we go. For five IMC Cinema passes that will remain in Callum's drawer.
Right.
Chocolate, vanilla, or strawberry?
Chocolate.
Oh, no. He's such a chocolate man.
Yeah. But he might have done a red herring. No?
And I have written down... Vanilla.
Vanilla.
Finally, some good news.
Yeah, there you go. Congratulations on your zero IMC Cinema
passes.
Thank you. That was a fantastic game. If you would like to come on next week, it's at any point, just game in a WhatsApp to 0877 11103, especially if you think you'll go out in the first round, because they're my favourites.
It was a bit of crack now, looking back. I have a little bit of a dilemma, actually.
Oh.
Okay, so I mean, you brought this to me this morning. I did something on Instagram stories yesterday that absolutely popped off in my mind, and I was irrationally happy with it. So I was in Stephen's Green food court the other day, yesterday, not to brag or anything, but yeah, I'm doing quite well.
Doing very well for yourself.
And there was this corner, I assume, where like high chairs are meant to go, babies are meant to be fed, okay. And it was called Baby Corner.
Yeah.
But there was nothing there to indicate it was for babies. And so I was originally going to put it up on my stories and be like, oh, look at the brutalist baby corner with no babies. And then I was like, oh my God, baby corner. Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Right.
Dirty Dancing. So I put it up on my story and I was like, wow, I guess someone did it. Some people got it, some people didn't, but the response was overwhelmingly positive.
That's good.
And it's just a shame that it's going to die on my stories today. They're only 24 hours long. So I'm like, do I return to the platform formerly known as Twitter and make that permanent?
Yeah.
And will it flop and get 2 likes?
Yes.
You think?
Oh, on Twitter, maybe it will blow up. I don't know.
Do you think I should give it a go? Yeah, I have not put anything up there in a long time.
I think when you log on to Twitter, you might see that I've sent you some tweets and then after realised she's not on Twitter.
Oh, did you?
I think so. I think
tweets that are like, Fiona Frawley is crap. 1038.
Is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Good morning. Coming up to 8:05. Happy Wednesday, by the way. Middle of the week. You're doing fantastically. Emma, Dave, and Fiona, and producer Callum. Good morning.
Hello there. I fear I've gone a bit delulu.
Oh, go on.
So the end of the football season was last weekend. My team, Nottingham Forest, defied expectation. Didn't get relegated. We finished 7th. In
that's
the league.
Good, defined Callum. Expectation for the first like 3 quarters of the season, and then they were like,
yeah.
We've done enough.
Yeah, so they've actually qualified for a European competition called the Conference
Woo!
League. It's the third tier of European football. It's like, it's all right. It's not. It's
could nothing. They not have come up with a better name?
The Conference League.
Yeah. You've got Champions League, Europa League, and then Conference.
That is the least inspiring
final
thing
tonight,
ever.
Yes, so the 2025 final is tonight. And Forest have qualified for the 2025-26 tournament.
Yeah.
And I've booked accommodation for Leipzig, where the final for next year is held already.
Oh, Leipzig. Wow.
Because all my friends were like, Forest are going to get to the final and they're going to win it. So we've booked hotels.
That's so fun. Where's Leipzig?
Germany.
Okay.
Yeah.
What would you do if it's Inter and Real Betis again? Or Chelsea, isn't it? It's Chelsea and Real Betis.
Luckily enough, we live in this day and age of free cancellation.
Hey.
24 hours before.
Stop.
So I'm going to have to set a reminder on my phone because the final is a year today.
Yeah.
For next year. So I'm going to have to set a reminder on my phone just to remember to cancel this hotel.
That's good.
Otherwise, I'm going to be paying like
would
800 quid.
Would you not go anyway?
We kind of thought that because we were looking at flights. Like, we've done a lot of planning on this already.
Yeah.
Forest haven't even qualified properly for the competition. There's a playoff.
Oh, my God.
Still to play for this. We're going to kind of do... We're not going to get flights. We're going to get do a road trip from Nottingham in the UK all the way to Germany.
No, I love that. You have to go no matter
boys
what happens.
Trip.
It's a
that
boys trip.
So
it
cute.
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
I genuinely think I couldn't organise my mates to all meet at Camden Street.
Absolutely not.
And they're
not.
Going to Leipzig. Yeah.
And they're driving.
Yeah.
Love
that's
it.
Fantastic.
Just have to check what European competition United next
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
I feel sick. I feel sick to my stomach. I may puke as I do this.
Oh.
I just feel like it's probably one of those things that actually isn't that embarrassing.
Yeah.
In my head, it's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to absolutely anyone.
Of course.
So when I tell you this, please don't judge me.
Oh.
So I'm going to be vulnerable with you here, right?
Thank you, Dave.
When I was in school, I wasn't very cool, right? I didn't have a lot of mates.
What?
Stuff like that.
No way.
Shocking, right? Shocking, because I'm so cool now.
You are cool.
And then I got the job in Spin, and I thought, I'm cool now.
Legend status, you know what I mean?
Exactly,
activated.
Yeah. And the thing about being in this building is you meet a lot of people.
Yeah.
You meet a lot of famous people, you meet a lot of influencers, you meet a lot of friends, you know, all that kind of thing. And I kind of just have come to the realisation that I think that these people are my friends.
Of course.
Because we follow each other on socials and things like that. As I was saying, I wasn't that cool in school, but I thought I was cool now. But I was really humbled in the last couple of days because
No one is responding to me.
Oh, Dave.
No one is responding to my texts, and it's really embarrassing.
No.
So I'm gonna let you in on this on the messages I've sent.
Oh, I don't know if I can even hear this. Oh, God.
First of all, I have three people who in the last 5 days have not responded to me. The first one is the person who used to do this show who was fired. And I said, hey, do you want to meet up?
Oh.
And I texted that last night.
Oh.
And then 10 minutes later, I seen them post on Instagram. But no. not respond to
Now, she's not great at replying.
No, she's not.
She's
no.
not. That's because her phone's been taken off her since she was fired. And yet she can't pay the phone bill anymore.
And yet she posted on Instagram. So I know she has her phone. I know she saw the message. Okay. Yeah. Fine. We move on.
Okay.
Second one is a producer who used to work in this building. He now produces The Two Johnnies.
Right.
Right. And he had a story up, and I thought it was quite funny because the story was him sitting in one of those seats beside the emergency door on a plane.
Yeah.
And the story he put up said, doing my bit, you know what I mean, for the plane if it goes down. And I responded, thank you for your service.
Yeah.
No response.
But you know, sometimes if you make a joke on your stories, you might feel like you're full of yourself to respond and be like, you're welcome, brother. You know, like maybe he didn't want to indulge himself that much.
Maybe. And then the last one.
Oh.
There is an influencer who I have talked to many times, and I would say we're friendly enough. And I'm just going to put it out there, right? It's Charlene Murphy.
Okay? Right.
And I know Charlene.
Right.
We see each other around the building all the time. We chat. She texted me about certain things in the past. I've texted her about certain things in the past.
Mm-hmm.
She put up on her story a photo of like this chocolate spread in a bowl that her boyfriend had given her. And there was a message drawn and a finger in the chocolate. It was just, I love you, right?
Oh,
and I screenshotted the story and I sent it to my girlfriend, Pippa. And I said, you want me to be like Charlene's boyfriend, don't you?
Yeah.
Because Charlene's boyfriend is a very nice person. I wouldn't do that.
Right.
That's not for me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
And so I said, you want me to be like her boyfriend, don't you? And Pippa said, yeah, kinda.
Right, okay.
So I screenshot that message I sent to Charlene. I said, your boyfriend's putting us all to shame.
Oh, Dave. Oh, no.
She didn't
respond. Oh, God. Oh, my God. I don't know what to do with this information.
I want to crawl out of my body.
I wish I didn't hear that.
I said it to Pippa. I said, just so you know, I did this. Because I thought it'd be really funny. I'm like, oh, your boyfriend's putting us all to shame. And she'd go, haha. You know what I mean?
Yeah, haha, ex.
No response.
No.
Like, this is the cringiest thing.
Oh, I don't know about
I've
that one.
Ever done.
The other two now I feel like I can help you with. But that... Oh, it's a crawl up inside yourself and dying moment. I'm sorry, it does. It does, Dave. I'm sorry.
Here's my question to you on 087-711-103. I want to make it better. What do I send? Do I presume I follow up. Do I leave it or do I follow up and be like...
Not with that one. You're going to end up on the soft boy meme page. Do not.
But you see, I was only doing it to be like, I don't respond to like celebrities' stories or anything. It's just like people I know. Do you know what I mean?
That makes it worse.
This is the, like, I've all those three people I've talked to before.
Yeah.
So I was like, we're friendly. So what's my question is, what is my follow up? What's my double text? What's my, hey, have you seen this? What do you think? Do I have to leave it? Do I just, you know,
I would end that correspondence.
Go crawl into a hole.
Yeah.
What do
Unless
I do?
You could say, sorry, I was hacked. And then follow up. No, I wasn't. So, I love you.
087-711-1038. What do you think? Should I follow up? Should I just leave it? But I should say something. I don't know. 087-711-1038. Voice notes are well. Basically, there's three people who I know quite well and I've talked to many times before in the past week have not responded to me. I've just been like texting them, or I responded to their story, or I sent them something that I specifically thought that they would find funny.
Yeah.
All three of them did not get back to me. I feel like I'm back in school. I feel like there's a club where it's like, don't text David back.
Yes.
I'm confused.
I did get added to that WhatsApp group, I just will say.
Oh, I was wondering what was going on. So, this is my question. How do I follow up and be like, did you see my message there? What do you think? Or do I just completely leave it? 087-711-1038. Cormac, what should I do? What do you think?
Definitely don't follow up. That kind of thing, you just got to leave.
Oh,
yeah.
But my ego is hurting, Cormac.
this is a lesson for the ego, I think, you know. Our egos, we're always trying to break the ego, so any bit of pain on the ego is good.
Do you think it's a good thing?
This is pretty good advice I can't believe we're getting for free this morning, honestly.
Okay, I think it's a good thing.
Why?
It's humbled you.
Because you've learned a lesson, it's humbled you, you're moving forward stronger, you won't make the same mistake.
What lesson have I learned? All I did was text someone being friendly, and be like, haha, have you seen this?
I don't know. Sometimes I think we just need to put a bit of distance between ourselves and the phone, you know.
Cormac is ChatGPT-ing relationship advice here.
Cormac, thank you so much. I suppose I won't follow
up. Life is too connected. Yeah. No problem at all.
Have a great
Thanks,
day.
Thanks, Cormac.
All right, see ya.
Oh, God.
Ah, Dave.
This is so embarrassing.
I think it's a good thing. I think it's a good thing. You're really growing as a person. As my granny would say, it's all going through life.
Am I, though? I don't feel like I'm growing as a person. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
Taryn was on as well. Oh, sorry. Hold on. Here it is.
Dave, you're reading too much into it. Leave the messages. Oh, my God. Stop. I'm embarrassed.
Oh, you're embarrassed, Taryn. Thank you so much for
that. Oh, God.
This is so humbling.
People can't hide there. Like, people are screaming out in protestation.
All right, John, what do you think?
Yeah, just leave them all alone, mate. You're best off. While you're ahead.
While you're ahead.
I feel like I'm not ahead, John, at all. I feel like I'm really, really, really behind.
That's
I feel like
very
I'm
generous.
Gone back to school and I'm so uncool again.
I'd just leave it alone, I would.
Oh, God.
As I said to the last person, John, my ego is hurting.
Yeah, well, it's going to hurt a lot more if you send a text.
Okay, how are you speaking from personal experience there, John? That's a yes. Hey, we've all been there.
All right,
there.
John, do you know what? I'll leave it so. Thank you very much for your advice.
Right, love the show, guys. Thanks.
Oh, thanks, John. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, so I'm getting a vibe of what to do now, to be honest. I was saying that...
Really?
Like,
how are you picking up on that?
See, like, to be fair, this is one of the most embarrassing things I've ever talked about on air. There's that one story with the girl who used to work here who I messaged, be like, hey, we meet up, and then 10 minutes later she posted on Instagram, did not respond to my story, yeah. Still hasn't responded, to my text, still hasn't responded. And then there was another guy who I texted about, he was on a plane beside the door, and he was like, oh, I'm doing my bit, because he was beside the emergency door, and I was like, thank you for your service. No response at all. And I was like, right, well, that one hurts. And yeah. Then the other one was an influencer named Charlene, and her boyfriend gave her like this very cute little thing, and I screenshotted it and sent it to my girlfriend, and I was like, you want me to be like her boyfriend, don't you? Haha. And she was like, yeah, a little bit. And then I sent it to the influencer who I know, who I've texted before, like just chatting or whatever.
Stop trying to explain.
Who I've worked
Dave.
With, and she didn't respond, and mm-hmm. I want to die. Mm-hmm. And with that, Laura has been on.
Dave, I'm absolutely mortified for you.
Oh, God.
Mortified. I'm cringing here. I cannot believe that that's what you put on the radio this morning. Why the hell would you want to be sending messages like that? I don't know what to say. There's no out on this one. God love your poor girlfriend. Not sure that relationship's going to last much longer.
Laura, what's with the drive-by? What did I do to you, Laura? It's not like I didn't respond to you.
Oh, my
that
God.
Was too savage, Laura.
I think
too
Laura
savage.
Has been looking to text him for a while.
Laura really
she's
does not
had
like
some
me.
Things she needed to get off her chest.
But she's kind of correct. It is just so embarrassing.
Sorry, the way that built. Like, hard to know how she really feels, though. I wish you could have said it clearer,
Laura.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely. The stories I tell on this radio show, I sometimes think, if anyone else were to tell them, I'd say, you wouldn't get that out of me for love nor money.
So what are you going to do?
I think I'm going to delete my account.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good idea.
And resign from the show.
Yeah.
You're going to move country maybe as well? I can sort you out with a passport. Good morning. All right, there's a bit of a mystery in the studio that I need to investigate.
Ooh.
There's been a murder!
Murder, you say?
No, I found a receipt and I want to know what it's from.
Sorry, you found a receipt?
Similar stakes.
Okay.
Similar stakes, similar vibe. So, we completed the show on Monday morning and I noticed there was a crumpled up bit of paper under my seat.
Oh.
I picked it up. I uncrumpled it.
Okay.
I showed it to Mr. David Hammond. It was a receipt, which I have in my hand right now, from Grant's Bray.
Yeah, this thing.
A pharmacy at Southern Cross. What was purchased?
Grant's in Bray.
Grant's in Bray.
Okay.
Unit 1, Southern Cross. Wicklow, 01. 201. No, I won't read out their phone number. What was purchased at Grand Cimbrae? Regain Men Foam. Say, by five.
Say how you thought it was.
Renegade.
And I said, no, that's Regain.
Renegade, Master. Okay. What is Regain? I wasn't familiar with it. So I had to do some. Well, actually,
it's a hair thing.
Dave told me straight away it's for hair growth, for rejuvenating hair growth. Five Regain Men foams were purchased for a total.
Five bottles of Regain.
Five bottles for a total cost of €87. What do I know about the case? Regain is a foam used for hair loss. Five of them were purchased. Someone's concerned with a large balding area.
Yeah.
€87 spent on foam. Someone just got paid. Bray. Yeah,
that seems excessive.
That's a lot. Were they doing a special or is that the standard price? I don't know. Bray, what's the connection with Bray? Okay, so yes, Regain is for the treatment of hereditary hair loss and works best in men who have been losing their hair for a short period of time. Thank you, just to shout out the product. Okay, so I have concluded that David Hammond snuck into Emma Nolan's house a couple of weeks ago when she and Jack were at a table quiz looking to shave her hairy runners that not a lot of people are fans of on the show.
She does have runners that have fur and it's basically like hair.
They have fur, and we threw it out in a poll on Instagram a couple of weeks ago and said, what do you think of these? And it was a resounding no, throw them out. So I think Dave took it upon himself because he's such a, you know, servant to the listener, that he was like, I'll shave these, but accidentally shaved a patch of Emma's dog Seamus's hair.
Oh.
What's my other clue for this? Grant's Pharmacy, okay, they've got pharmacies in Wexford, Gorey, Enniscorthy, Bray, Arklow.
Okay, so read.
No, and Finglas.
Oh.
Where is your family from?
Finglas.
But you had to go to a chemist that was like, okay, there's one connection to Finglas, but the rest of them are all out the south side and going down as far as Wexford.
Okay.
So no one would have ever suspected it was you. Bray Branch only opened in 2022. So your trail is almost clear. And there was an opening ceremony hosted by none other than Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Harris. We all know you're a massive Fianna Gaelor.
Yeah, huge.
So what do you say to this accusation, David?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned Simon Harris, because I would like to deflect for a second.
Okay.
Because we share a studio with Matt Cooper and The Last Word, mm-hmm. right? Here's my thought frame.
Okay.
Matt Cooper interviews Simon Harris quite a lot.
Okay.
Simon Harris is from Greystones.
Yeah.
I think if he was to use Regain, he wouldn't buy it in Greystones because that's too obvious.
Yeah.
He'd be recognised, but there's no one knows him in Bray. Do you know?
So you think he'd go to the pharmacy did the opening ceremony and it was in the news?
It's loyalty. So he goes to Bray. He walks the Bray to Greystones, but
well, that's closed
way,
at the moment. Famously, it's been closed now for a few years.
Him.
Terrible that they aren't sorting that out.
Absolutely ridiculous. So I'd say he did that, and I'd say he sat down, was interviewed by Matt Cooper, and sprayed a little bit of Regain.
Look, there's not many good things I'd say about Simon Harris, but he does have a good head of hair.
Does he?
Yeah. There's no. It's a good hairline. Yeah. There's no recedo. I know.
I'm starting to think it's me then.
Dave.
Five bottles is so excessive.
It is a lot.
So do you have like a definite answer?
I just told you. I think it was you.
I promise you.
And
it
you're
was.
Still not
look
denying
at,
it.
Look how gorgeous my hair
it's
is.
It's for Seamus's bald patch that you accidentally shaved.
Sorry, I forgot about that. Where's the MC, Bees and Honey, Show Me Love. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona. This is Spin 103.8. Hell yeah. So good. It is just gone 10 to 9, should I say. What's going on, Emma, Dave and Fiona and Spin?
How are you? How are you getting on?
We're not too bad. This week on the show, we got prizes to give away from our friends at IKEA. You'll save money and collect points every time you shop, eat or attend an event at IKEA by unlocking all the fab rewards they have to offer. See IKEA.ie for more. Would you be going in for a few meatballs now?
Oh, absolutely. And just to say, by event, they mean my wedding. I'm having my wedding at IKEA, so thank you so much. But also, in other news, we have a €200 IKEA voucher to give away each day. And it couldn't be easier for you to win. Isn't that right?
Who do we have? How about Emma? Emma.
Hello.
Emma, good morning. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona in Spin. How are you?
Hi, how are
morning,
you?
Emma.
Not too bad. We were missing an Emma, so we decided to ring
it's
an
good,
Emma.
It's good, yeah. It works out.
Yeah, thanks so much.
No, thank you.
What's the crack with you for the day, Emma?
What's up with me for today? I'm planning on going to IKEA with my mother.
Are you?
Are you actually?
Yeah.
What? This could not be better time then.
What do you want to get?
No, I'm honest to God, I'm going to IKEA with my mum.
What do you want to get, Emma?
I actually want to get a little table and chairs for when we do have the sunny weather, which we're going to have.
No, it's meant to be a good summer, Emma, by all accounts.
I think that's last week now, Fiona, no.
No, genuinely, it's coming back. Plan for that now. Do get the table and chairs.
Okay, I'll plan for that.
All right, well, Emma, let's see if we can get you this €200 IKEA voucher. Basically, you have to choose if you want me or Fiona to search for four vouchers that are hidden around the studio. We got 30 seconds on the clock and one of us has to find those four vouchers. If we find all of them, you will win that €200 voucher. So who do you want to search for them vouchers?
Fiona? I'll pick Fiona.
You want to pick
Fiona? The newbie.
Pick the newbie. I like it.
She feels sorry for me.
All right, Emma, here we go. We got 30 seconds on the clock. I'm going to describe to you what Fiona is doing as she searches for the IKEA vouchers now. Okay, she's up and looking at the blinds. She's found one. You've got one. Congratulations. She's looking above her. She's gone away from one that I can see. She's found another one. Beside me, that's okay. I would say, what time is it, Fiona? What time is it, Fiona? There you go. She's found one by the clock. Come on, Emma. She's got it.
She's got another one.
She's got three. She's to find one more. Where are we? It's somewhere over here, but I can't tell you exactly where it is because I don't know.
Four, three, two, one.
She's got it. She just can't reach it, but she got it.
But she can see it.
She's got it. She's reached it. You're all good. Emma, Fiona has some fantastic news for you.
Emma, I got all four vouchers with no help at all from my colleagues.
I knew you could do it.
Oh my God, thank you so much. Thank you for showing pity on me because my boyfriend actually texted me the other day saying, no one ever picks you. So Emma,
See, I picked you.
Thank you, girl.
Thank you.
Emma, women good, supporting women.
Good choice, Emma. You've just won yourself a €200 IKEA voucher. Fantastic.
Oh, thanks so much.
Have a fantastic day shopping at IKEA and have a great day.
Okay, thanks so much.
Good luck, Emma.
Bye.
Bye.
Good luck.
Love you, Emma. Is that too soon to say? And if you missed out today, don't worry, because we're going to be playing again tomorrow at the slightly earlier time of 7:30.
Nice. 1038.
Is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning. 9:03 on Wednesday morning. You're with Emma, Dave, and Fiona. You know, did you ever see like Anchorman?
Yeah.
And like, I feel like it's a real American thing, especially in like the morning time for like a morning TV show to be like, and here's this feel good video to start you off on your day. And it's a video of Sammy the squirrel and he is water skiing. What do you think, guys? And it's, you know what I mean? That kind of a vibe. This is very much that.
I love it.
But it's a very fun story. It's a story about a nun on Brazilian TV. She was invited to kind of talk about her vocation along with her friend. The nun is called Sister Marizette. And she also brought Sister Marissa to this kind of TV show, and they were talking on Catholic TV in Brazil. And so then they kind of just launched into song, right? And then it was nice and everyone was having a good time, and you'll hear a little bit of the song. And then for some reason Sister Marizel began beatboxing mid-performance.
Oh, yes, she did.
Right? And I know this sounds like, you really need to be able to see this. You don't. It's just nuns on a screen. They're not doing anything else bar singing. And then one of them, for some reason, decides to start beatboxing, and she is class. Have a listen in. And John, even more so, enjoy. That's very good.
Oh my God, Sister Maricel.
Sorry, isn't she having a blast?
She is dropping sick
and
beats.
Like, the other nun, this is what kind of gets me, the other nun doesn't seem that surprised.
She's like, she's off again.
She's off again. She's like, here we go, this is what we do. Convent's got talent.
Oh my God.
It was excellent. I loved it.
I love it.
But to be fair, all she is really doing is saying boots and cats. She's going,
but it's her rhythm as well. She's really keeping it, and it's very complimentary to the song. And
she's going
but it's very bassy, like it sounds like it's not coming from a human,
doesn't it now?
Whoa.
I'm going to give it that, the golden buzzer.
Yeah.
Straight up. That was class. Okay. Yesterday on the show, I brought you a little dilemma. The dilemma is that there was a certain phrase from something, like a certain reference from whether it be a movie, a TV show, a TikTok, a Vine. It was stuck in my head for the past week. And the reference went like this. Wet. And that's all I had was just the word wet. And I had nothing else to go on. Okay, and it was stuck in my head for a week, and I just said, "Do you know what? I'm going to put it out there to you listening. Did you have any idea what it was from? Any help at all?" We got a lot of guesses in yesterday, which was really appreciated. Yeah. Some of them were different things from different movies or TV shows or TikToks or whatever. A lot of people thought it was these things.
I think Puss in Boots.
It's Fat Tony from The Simpsons.
Is it Joey from France?
Pink Panther movie in 2006 with Steve Martin in it.
And I said yesterday on the show, I said, I think when someone goes, I think it's this, I'll go, yes, that's it.
Yeah, you knew, you'd know.
None of those things were really sticking out to me, to be honest, all right? What we also said, when we came off air, we said, there is a hotline open. Just, at any point, WhatsApp us the word wet.
Manned 24/7 by producer Callum.
Wet in a WhatsApp. If you think you knew, if you were listening to the podcast or something like that, fully charged, recharge, anywhere you get your podcasts. Well, I first off want to say thank you to everyone who got in touch with their guesses on what they thought my reference of wet was. Michelle has guessed, and she guessed it was Kevin Hart.
What? What?
Saying what on a red carpet.
Mm-mm.
Unfortunately, it wasn't that.
No.
Dee had guessed Jim Carrey in a series of unfortunate events.
Wait.
Wait. Oh.
Saying wait.
That is a great reference.
Very, very specific. And Dee, I can't thank you enough for actually memorising that and knowing where that came from. But unfortunately, it's not that. Sean has guessed he thought it was from an old Vine of a baby. I love that Vine.
I love these guesses.
And you know what, Sean? I actually thought yesterday, maybe it's that.
Yeah.
But it wasn't.
Okay.
It wasn't. I went home yesterday, and I would say I was online for 3.5 hours scrolling, looking up websites where you can put in a quote from a movie. And it'll give you the movie.
Okay. Time well spent.
Very tough to do when the only thing you have to reference is wet.
Wet?
And I don't even know if it's what or wet.
Oh yeah, not that Pandora's box.
I said to you that I think it was an American-Italian accent.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my God.
I have found the clip. I have found the reference to wet. And I need to apologise. It is without a doubt the nichest, most unknown movie in the entire world. And if anyone has seen it, honestly, you deserve an award. Because this is so niche. The movie is called Little Italy.
Right.
The only reason, and I've never seen the movie. The only reason I know of it is because one of my favourite YouTubers, commentary YouTubers, his name is Drew Gooden. He made a video where he made fun of the movie and how bad it was.
Okay.
Callum?
I've just searched this film on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
The budget for the film was $8 million.
Okay.
It took $1.4 million in the box office, which means it was a box office flop.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
But it stars Emma Roberts.
And what? Hayden Christensen, who is in Star Wars.
What?
Right?
Wet. I mean, sorry.
Wet. The clip is not just a character saying the word wet. He's actually saying a little bit before he says the word wet. And here we go.
Oh, my God.
Go.
Doesn't matter. Afraid you might get wet.
Oh. We found it!
Oh my God. What an incredible result.
Wet.
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 Do you see what I mean?
No, I do. Exactly. And you use it in that context.
I honestly felt like crying.
So how did you find it?
I found it because I was sitting there online for 3.5 hours searching for the word wet. And then I was like, no, there must be something before the word wet.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, is it Simpsons? No. Is it Family Guy? Do I have to go through all the Family Guy episodes I've seen? No. Maybe it's YouTube. Who's my favourite YouTuber? Drew. It's probably Drew Gooden. It could be a Drew Gooden video. And then I thought Italian-American Drew Gooden video. It's Little Italy.
Doesn't matter. afraid you might get wet.
Wet.
That is incredible research
by you. It's the most niche thing in the world, and I need to say I'm so sorry, because I probably wasted everyone's time. It is not anything in pop culture. It's in a movie that probably, what did you say, brought in 1 million in the box office?
Yeah, it was a box office flop. The Wikipedia has said it. The movie was considered to be one of the worst films of 2018.
Wow.
it's a Hallmark movie.
Oh, okay, I love it.
It was a pick for a series of How on Earth Did This Even Get Made, which discusses terrible films. The worst thing is as well that this clip, Dave sent me the video of where the clip I could find it from, was in this kind of critique video, which was 7 minutes into the video as well. So Dave, you must have had no life. Yesterday you said you watched the entirety of Titanic. You also did this.
I have a lot of time.
In fairness, it was a rainy day.
I have a lot of time.
This man has some life.
Some life you have, Dave.
So there we go. Thank you so much to everyone who got in contact. For one more time, it is when he wants to play football outside in the lashing rain with Emma Roberts, and she said, "But it's lashing outside," and he says,
"Doesn't matter. We're afraid you might get wet."
Thank you so much. I will never bring anything ever to the show.
No, I love it.
You're on spin.
Good morning. How are you doing? All right. I'm sorry to bring up this story again. I feel like we've talked about it a couple of times on the show, but the plot, unfortunately, thickens. I am, of course, talking about Peppa Pig.
Oh, for God's
her
sake.
Her ma, who's just pushed another one out.
Do you know the way Emma talks about her dog and her fella so much? You talk about Peppa Pig so much.
This is not by choice.
Going. Very good.
Guys, I'm raging. But you know, I did like to dig into why is this getting so much airtime and my conspiracy theories surrounding Good Morning Britain and the wider ITV franchise.
Yes.
And I think I did uncover some important bits. But anyway, moving on in the story. Peppa Pig's newest sibling, in case you missed it, her name is Evie.
Okay.
A popular girl's name at the moment, I would say. And a
nice name.
Yeah, it's a nice one. And a mum in Scotland has revealed she's a bit worried now because she named her daughter Evie back in August. But she's worried she's going to get bullied now because she's got the Peppa Pig connection. I think it's a bit too... I think unless you called your child Peppa, I don't think people are going to hear Evie and say... Unless their siblings are George and Peppa and their mum is a pig. Mm. I don't think people are going to see a baby Evie and be like, oh, sponsored by Good Morning Britain, are you? I don't know, I wouldn't. But anyway, it got me to thinking, what are some other terrible celebrity villains? Not that this tiny baby pig is necessarily a villain, but she would be a bit taboo for me. I don't know what she's done, but I will find out.
She's just straight out the womb.
She's fresh out, but look, she's not. None of us are without sin.
Including
baby piglets.
That's what your christening's about, isn't it?
It is.
Getting rid of all the sin.
Exactly, the sins you've been flat out doing. At 6 months old. Let that priest put some water on you. For God's sake, you're making a show of yourself. So, sorry about that, guys.
You had a real, real problem there.
And I went somewhere I wasn't expecting
it
to go.
It all came out.
Hope that's okay. I was thinking, what other celebrities would you not name your child after? Starting off strong, Dolores Umbridge. You wouldn't look at your beautiful baby girl. I know they do tend to be dressed in pink.
And
but
do
would
tend
you say,
to just use their first names, not their whole names.
A lot of these are going to be full names.
Let's call her Dolores Umbridge Smith.
Dolores Umbridge.
Please welcome to the world.
Headmistress.
Dolores Umbridge.
And the placenta could be called Filch. Because they were real sidekicks, weren't they? Next up, and these will be the full names for all babies, okay? Frollo from Hunchback of Notre Dame. You wouldn't look at your little boy and say, "Love you, little Frollo from Hunchback of Notre Dame. Are you going to sing among flames?"
You wouldn't steal a handbag. You wouldn't call your child Frollo.
Frollo from Hunchback of Notre Dame. You wouldn't, surely not.
True.
Okay, actually, I just used this guy's, because I actually don't know his second name, Javert from the hit musical Les Mis.
Oh.
Would you look down at your beautiful little baby and say, "You look like someone who would chase a convict from the chain gang for 25 years of your life and throw yourself in the river when you realise that you too are not without sin?"
If I had a nickel,
well, John,
every time, I'd have two nickels.
You would. Okay, now next one. You would not name your baby this. Alan Rickman's character in Love Actually. You would not look down at your baby and say, Oh, I feel like you would give a beautiful gold necklace to your secretary. So I don't know what his actual name was in Love Actually. I think it was Harry or something. So, like, that's grand. One more and that's all I have. You would not name your beautiful baby boy Nidge Weasel Delaney. Nigel Weasel Delaney. Unless it was a twin and you had Trish as well.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Love it. I've no notes.
Great. Amazing. Good. You might name your baby Gracie.
Oh, kinda absolutely. Cute. Very cute. Evie, very nice.
Yeah.
Alan Rickman's character? No. You're on Spin.
Get ready.
Spin 103.8's
Golden Ticket.
Hey, yeah. Here we go. Golden Ticket. Time to win a trip to Fuerteventura.
Oh, gorgeous. Who do we have on to play?
I think Niamh is on to play. Niamh, how are you?
I'm grand. I'm back from school.
You're back from the school run. And what's the plan for the rest of the day, Niamh?
I don't know.
You don't know? The world is your oyster, Niamh. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, start going through your summer clothes and figure out what you're bringing on this holiday when you win it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well.
That's what I say.
When's the last time you were on holiday, Niamh?
I'm actually only back since last Thursday, but I brought my kids to Club
Mac.
Oh,
that's not a holiday.
No.
Where did you go, Niamh?
We went to Club Mac in Alcudia.
Ooh. Where the hell is Club Mac in Alcudia?
You wouldn't know about
kids. It's in Mallorca. It wasn't the best.
Right.
I won't get into it.
Okay, oh, God. Really? Were you wrecked after that then?
Yeah.
All right, Niamh, can you give us a summary of what happened in five words?
I would never go again.
That's fine.
That was very quick.
That's unreal.
All right. Very good.
Niamh, no further questions. Let's see if we can get you on a much nicer holiday with maybe you and a partner, you and a pal, to Fuerteventura. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
Okay, I have seen it, but you know what? I'm actually just
on scared. Oh,
don't be scared.
Do you want to pull in, Niamh? Would that make you feel better?
I'm just trying to Like 2 seconds.
Niamh, do you know what? While you're there, I'm going to explain the game to you, all right? Just so you can just listen and you pull in, all right? This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. 25 seconds are going to go on the clock. Five songs and artists are going to play. You need to guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds. If you do so, you'll win that golden ticket to Fuerteventura and you deserve it, Niamh, right? It's a song with a few people on it. Let's say there's multiple people on it. You only need to mention one artist. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, just at any point, Niamh, shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Niamh?
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Here we go. Fair play to you, Niamh. 25 seconds on the clock and Niamh is playing for this holiday to Fuerteventura. Song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Eminem. Houdini.
Stop the clock. Yes, Niamh. That's it. We like it.
Niamh, you got that in just 3 seconds. You've got 22 seconds left for all four of the songs. And if you keep going at that rate, not a bother.
And a swap remaining. You're doing well so far, Niamh. A great start. Let's go for song two. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Oh, I hope you know I will kill you.
Alex Warren, Carry Home.
Stop the clock.
Yes.
Niamh, you're killing it.
Your average is incredible. Okay, still one swap to go and 3 songs left. You've got 18 seconds.
All right, let's do it, Niamh. Okay. Song three plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Baby, calm down, calm down.
Calm down, Selena Gomez.
Stop the clock, Niamh. Yes.
Oh, my God. I am sweating. Okay, that jaunt down the Malahide Road really paid off. Okay, so you've got 2 songs left. You've still got a swap remaining. And you've got 13 seconds
to get the songs. This is unbelievable, Niamh. Unbelievable. Here we go. Song four with it. This is your last chance to use the swap, by the way, if you want to use it at all. Song four plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
We had a plan. Move out of
the swap.
Swap. All right, let's swap it out.
Well done. Well, good use of the swap. That was Austin Boots Stop Working by Dasha. But that's okay. We have reset the clock back to 13 seconds. A brand new song just about to play now.
Big breath in, Niamh, and we'll go for song four, a brand new one. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
I want you for the dirty and clean. When you're working in
DJ.
Anne-Marie,
What Is Love?
No, it is Anne-Marie.
David Guetta, What Is Love?
No. The next line in that song?
David on Harvey?
Yes!
It was
Oh my God. God.
Oh my God, Niamh, you got it on the klaxon. It literally was.
Oh God. What is it? Baby, don't hurt me. You were so close.
You had that with
David. Oh no.
David Guetta and Anne-Marie.
Anne-Marie.
Are in that tune. Oh my God. Niamh, okay. What a player.
You really know your music.
Round of applause, Niamh. That was absolutely fantastic, player. Like, wow. Unbelievable. Niamh, thank you so much for playing. I hope you had fun, did you?
I did, yeah. Thanks so much. So close.
You
were.
Come back again and try
please.
It. Niamh, thank you so much.
I will, definitely. Thank you.
Have a great day. Good luck. Bye.
You too. Bye. Bye-bye.
Raging.
We are getting so close.
We really are. If you want to take it on tomorrow, you know what to do. The word golden in the WhatsApp right now, 087 711 1038. Cyril and Mary Jo right now, still into you. This is Spin.
Check this out.
It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go. Yes, indeed it is. Welcome on in. Thank you for being here for my TED Talk. Today on this segment, you've heard of fart walks. We talked about them earlier in the show. Well, it might have been a couple of weeks ago now, but still fresh in my mind forever.
Oh, yeah.
Now, can I introduce you to the wonderful new concept of fart weddings?
Nope.
Okay, well, that's great. See you later.
See you later.
Enjoy the rest
Here's
of the day.
Here's Alex Warren and Ella.
Okay, so a hotly discussed issue is farting in relationships. Should you do it? When should you do it? How do you react to it?
I tried to play a game with Pippa the other day and she did not appreciate it. I was like, guess the sound of my fart.
Oh.
She wouldn't.
So this was before you were about to do it?
Yeah, and I was like, guess what sound it's going to make? She did not.
Was it going to be a... or more of a like...
Yeah, more that one.
It was that one?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, you know, would you rather your partner hit you with a silent but deadly or a loud but inoffensive?
Loud but inoffensive.
Loud but inoffensive, I think. Okay, so, weddings, a nice time, maybe a bit of a somber affair can be. Not somber, but you have to treat it with a bit of respect. But I saw this clip on Instagram Reels, meaning it probably came out about 3 years ago on TikTok and it only reached me now. But it was of a couple getting married in a kind of city hall situation.
Right.
And they were literally in the middle of the vows and this happened.
No.
Sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
For love, honor, and cherish.
Oh, I just want to hear the start of that again.
Sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
The timing of in sickness and in health, it's
God.
Like, yes, literally. I will say I boosted the sound of the fart a little bit, but you can tell it's real because they're reacting to it. And I would just say it's handy because wedding bands are expensive. So it's an alternative music
Instead
source.
Instead of a trumpet.
Yeah, there
you go. You're on Spin. On it, on it, on it.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.